Do to others as you would have them do to you. This weekend, God's Word again reminds us not only about the golden rule, but its application and sometimes the challenges that arise when we are called to live these words or put them into our daily life. But mindful this past week that we endured some winter weather and rather cold weather, I want to share with you a simple story. So it was about a couple who, years ago, they lived like down south, where it was most of the time warm, even during the winter months. They moved more to the Midwest, kind of like Omaha or Des Moines, Iowa. And so it was one winter morning, almost like this last week, a snowstorm came about. It was raging outside, and Fred and Sharon were glued to the local weather report. And the man said, "Tonight, you need to park your car on the even side of the street." And so Fred, with hesitation, puts on his boots, his coat, his scarf, and moves the car to the other side of the street. The storm continues. The next day, the second day of the storm, the weatherman tells everyone to park their cars on the odd side of the street. Again, Fred, being rather not happy, he bundles up and again he moves the car to the other side. The third night, they're listening to the report, and lo and behold, the power goes out. And Fred, he asks his wife, he says, "What should we do?" And Sharon just says very simply, "Let's just leave the car in the garage." Sometimes we have to think about what we do and why we do things, huh? But it is the concept maybe of leave things alone that is not a bad approach sometimes. Especially even when somebody might injure us or say bad words, to say we just leave it alone, we don't respond. And this is really part of the lesson of the gospel today, as Jesus continues to expel and expose and teach about the Beatitudes of last week, really the fourth one that again reminded us about, you know, that one should bear hate and insults and scorn patiently without seeking to be avenged or to enact injustice for oneself. Now, for a moment, just to give you a little background, the first reading gives us a marvelous context to think about this and how Jesus kind of transforms this challenge. So in the Old Testament, we know, as we heard today from the book of Samuel, that David was kind of running for his life. So he was the young man who became, the military guy who had slain Goliath, and he became quite popular, and many people began to almost honor him and follow him. And Saul was the king, and so Saul was thinking that maybe David is after his life, and he wants the throne, and that was never David's intention. And so today's reading talks about David kind of running for his life with a few of his friends, and Saul with like several thousand soldiers searching him out, wanting to kill him. And we hear that it comes at night that God kind of puts Saul in a deep sleep, and David and one of his great friends are able to come to the camp and place where Saul is sleeping, and they have a chance to kill him. Abishai says, "Just one strike and I'll put him to death." But David knows what's right from wrong, and he does not seek vengeance, huh? David reveals great mercy, and he says those words, "The Lord will reward each one for his justice and faithfulness." And he lives by those words. He does not cause harm or death to Saul, but he somehow takes his spear and then later on communicates and saying, "What are you doing?" And the story goes that sooner or later they reconcile. But the ancient laws in the Old Testament sometimes allowed for vengeance or retaliation. Even in the book of Genesis, there's a passage where Lamech boasted that he would avenge 77 times, killing a man for wounding himself or a boy for bruising himself. And then other ancient laws were designed and enforced proportionally to set limits for vengeance and punishment, but they allowed it, almost encouraged it. And the laws speak then of retaliation equal to the wrong inflicted. and to think of how this approach is changed by Jesus. David becomes a great model, but Jesus really expands it. And so the teaching, based on the Beatitudes of Jesus, continues, but it especially describes what we might say in simple theological words, moral truth, expanding and founded on the Beatitudes. And really the Old Testament law of Moses and the Ten Commandments, where in the gospel, the new law becomes the law of the gospel, but one that perfects God's moral law, God's call to wisdom, to justice, to peace, and to honor. It releases even the full potential of the old law and challenges all people that love of God excels and even supersedes beyond forgiveness, patience, compassion, and generosity. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Now, I want to share with you a personal story. So thinking about the bad weather also this week got me contemplating about this gospel and an experience. So many of you know that I have two older sisters, one younger. And when it was winter months like this last week, a terrible cold, we rode the bus for like an hour. And so we had to get on the bus sometimes before 7 o'clock in the morning to ride the bus for an hour to get to school. When it was very cold, the bus sometimes wasn't on time, and our lane was over a third of a mile from the house. And so sometimes we had to kind of wait in the home, and the bus would stop about a quarter of a mile away up on the hill at the neighbor's, and my mother would watch out the window, and when she saw the bus stop, she would say, "You can run now to the end of the lane and get the bus." I was good at running a quarter mile back then, really good. So one morning we're waiting there near the entrance or exit, and it's in a landing where also there is a door that goes down to the basement of our home. And so we're waiting there one morning, and the bus was delayed, and my sister above me, known as Chris, and if you ever see her, you can ask this story. It's absolute truth. She was being naughty that morning, kind of pestering myself and my younger sister. And my mother gave her a warning, saying if she wasn't going to stop that behavior, my mother was going to come and obviously discipline her. Well, it happened that my sister continued to kind of cause chaos. And so my mother came, and she was going to slap my sister, but she was very fast and quick, and she ducked. And I was the recipient of a little slap that sent me rolling down the stairwell of the basement. And all I could see is stars, and of course, the bus arrived, and everybody else left, and my mother's picking me up and saying, "Mark, you got to get going." And then, as I'm finally running, my mother then kind of yells to my sister, saying, "You just wait till you get home, young lady." Of course, nothing happened. But we think about retaliation or seeking revenge. We all, at different times, can be hurt by words or behaviors or things. And sometimes it's natural to say, I want justice. And Jesus is reminding us that the golden rule applies, and it helps us grow to become more like God. The second reading ends with a reminder that we're called to grow in the image of the new Adam, which is Jesus in the greatest form of love, of mercy, of patience, and acceptance. So the challenge is that we know it, but to do it is not easy. But Jesus gives us simple advice at the very beginning that we're called to love, do good, bless those who curse, and even pray for our enemies. That's the beginning part of trying to sometimes transform our perspective and live the teaching of Jesus. The last line of the gospel, though, also gives me at least a warning, and I don't know about how you feel, but it kind of puts me in my spot and makes me think how necessary this teaching is. Because Jesus says, after all these things, he says, "Remember, the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured back to you." So if we're merciful, hopefully God will show us mercy. If we don't seek revenge, God will remember that. If we're sometimes generous to somebody who has a need, God will hopefully reveal that gift back to us. My prayer is that God will help each one of us not only stretch our measuring tape, but respond and strive to live, to love, to forgive, and not judge, and to live the golden rule so that we then learn what we must do and to avoid the things that we know we ought to avoid. May God help us and allow us to know that He is the first one to be kind and merciful.